Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. We have online with us the amazing Margaret Cho, who just has such a great attitude about so many important things in life. It's a pleasure to have her on. Margaret, thank you for hanging with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So I want to ask you, this is one of my favorite things, and I'm just going to let you explain it. What is the court reporter?
Well, the court reporter is usually in the morning, like when I go to the bathroom, first thing is I'm sitting on the toilet, and that's just the right height to pet my big dog, Bronwyn, right by her tail. So it's like she just, when I get on the toilet, she comes over and offers me her butt to pet. And so when I'm sitting on the toilet, it's just like when I'm petting her on the sort of right above her tail, it's really the perfect position of the court reporter. That's what it looks like.
We love that here. We just had to ask that question. We had so many people, so many people sent us, please ask her about the court reporter. So folks, you asked, which means we asked. I gotta say, this is a fun one. Now, you know, I think you could probably answer this next one we got from our fans, but according to you, what are some reasons to love dogs?
Well, they just are amazing, beautiful, incredible creatures. They are so filled with love. They just communicate so much. And of all the animals in the world, I think they're the ones that are the closest to humans. I mean, we really need animals. I feel like people really need animals. I think that communion with the animal world is very important, and dogs are very good at communicating, and I love them.
Couldn't agree more. Now, you're a comedian. You're someone who has that power of observation. Give us a couple of reasons to shake your head at dogs.
Well, let's see. I think when they eat their poo, that's kind of not so pleasant. And for some reason, the Chihuahuas, they really love to do that. And I don't know what it is that they find so appealing. So that's a bit of a head shaker. Also, I think, like, just rolling around and smelly things that I have to, you know, wash out, just kind of gross. But just in general, that they're so magnificent and beautiful. It doesn't matter what they do.
So let me ask you, in the end, I can tell you've got a strong bond with your dogs. They've really impacted you. What have they meant to you throughout your career? Because you have really done so many different things. Have they been kind of home base for you?
Well, yes, they are my home. They are my life, you know, and also they've helped me discover myself, like, in a lot of ways. Like, I went to a pet psychic years and years ago when Rafe was just an only dog, and he told the pet psychic that his mother was a singer and that she was on television. I think because he didn't understand that stand-up comedy was not singing. That was just so cute. But that made me really want to go and be a singer, and so I made a record where there's a beautiful song about Rafe that I sang with my friend Fiona Apple, and it's like a duet between myself and Rafe, and the part of Rafe is played by Fiona Apple, and it's really magical, and the album was so amazing that I got a Grammy nomination. So Rafe was right, I am a singer.
See, Rafe knew, you know, and it's interesting because we've had animal communicators on our show, and they all talk about, our dogs are trying to communicate not only what we are, but what we can be. So there you go, folks. Just yes. One more great example of it. When it comes down to it, when you think of your dogs, what notion just jumps out at you?
I just think about how much their physical warmth and their fur and just their body next to me, how just good that feels, you know. And they sleep in the bed with me, and they'll curl up around my neck or on top of my head, and it just feels so good.
Absolutely. They just seem to know what to do and when to do it, don't they? Now, you're out.
They're amazing.
Yeah. Now, you're in Hollywood, and in my experience photographing a lot of celebrities and their pets has been that, especially with dogs, they're that common denominator where it doesn't matter who you are, whether you're a top-level celebrity or Joe Average, you can all come together about your love for pets. Do you experience that on set? Because I know there are a lot of pet lovers that you run into.
Yes, absolutely. And, I work on a television show called Drop Dead Diva, and there's so many animal lovers on that show. And, you know, they'll bring their dogs to set, and it's a good feeling to have, you know, a big old poodle or a big old, like, Great Dane lab mix or, you know, like a scrappy little schnauzer mix. They're all rescue animals, and they just really lend to, like, a great atmosphere on the set. So we love pets.
All right, so I just got a couple of emails here that asked me, when will you be doing your next fashion show featuring your dogs?
Oh, I hope very soon. I haven't gotten them any new outfits, but I'm sure that I'll come up with something.
That's great. Margaret, for those who want to find out more about what you're doing with the shows, with your comedy tours, or just everything, including your blog that mentions your dogs regularly, where is the best place for them to go and see that?
People can go to my website, margaretcho.com, and it has everything, all of my writing and stuff. I tweet a lot at Margaret Cho. I'm on Facebook. I'm kind of everywhere. So people should come to my shows, and you know, we can share our love for animals.
We love that. Well, we certainly love you. Thank you so much. Keep doing all the wonderful things you're doing. And most importantly, keep being such a great pet parent. We really appreciate you taking the time to be on Pet World Insider.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Margaret. Folks, we'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 theme animal portraits from the Pawtographer. The Pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by The Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through ThePawtographer.com.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.